Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Only 235 people in Ireland have applied for this certificate of exemption allowing them to own an XL bully type dog. This is ahead of the strict ban which is due to come in on the 1st of February. These are the latest figures from the Department of Rural and Community Development. Now, the new legislation means that owners who don't have a certificate could see their dog seized and euthanised. They could face additional penalties, including fines of up to 2,500 or 3 months in prison. The new regulations were announced last July after a number of high-profile attacks. James Madden is with us now, veterinary officer with Leitrim County Council. Good morning to you, James.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm very well, and I know, and our listeners will know, that you were involved in putting these regulations together. You were consulted on the whole process, and the ISPCA says today that we probably have a couple of thousand of these XL bully-type dogs in Ireland. Why do you think it is that so few, only 235 according to these latest figures we got from the department this morning, have applied for the cert?
Well, it's a very low number. I agree, Claire. That's up to the end of December.
That's right.
There's still a month to go. So we are 2 weeks into January. There's another 2 full weeks to go. We know from the experience in the UK and in Northern Ireland, there was a major upsurge in the last month in applications. So we do expect quite a few applications this month and even in the next 2 weeks before the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, It's a slow start. Definitely, the numbers are low. Some people just haven't got around to making the application yet. Some people maybe believe their dog isn't actually an XL bully. What I would say is anyone who knows or suspects their dog may be an XL bully to get in an application. And if they think it may be an XL bully, to have the dog measured and have an assessment carried out by somebody who's competent to do that. That may be a dog warden or a veterinary surgeon.
And who's making the decision on whether the certificate of exemption is granted, and how likely is that cert to be granted?
Okay. That certificate is very likely to be granted, first of all. If it's a valid application, the certificate will be granted in the vast majority of circumstances. We can say that. Now, there may be a delay in granting it. If the dog is not neutered, the dog must be neutered before the certificate can be granted. So if the dog is less than 18 months, you have until the dog is 18 months. So you will get a receipt, you'll get an acknowledgement for your application, and nobody will take your dog from you when you have applied and you've got that acknowledgement.
Right.
Even if you haven't submitted your neutering certificate, and you haven't got your full certificate of exemption. Once you've got that acknowledgement and the reference number on it, nobody's going to take your dog.
Yeah, I don't really understand that, because having the certificate doesn't mean that your dog is a safe dog to have.
It doesn't. And the UK had the same experience where a number of dogs which had been granted certificates did attack people, and that is true. However, it is not possible to assess for temperament every single dog and every single application which comes in the country. And dogs can be unpredictable. You could have an assessment done, and the dog could still subsequently bite someone. It's an exercise in understanding how many dogs are there, where they're kept, and also in limiting the increase in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Stopping the importation, stopping the breeding, making sure they're all neutered, that there's no more breeding of these dogs, and that the breed will die out eventually.
And how?
But nobody is saying just because you have a certificate of exemption that your dog is safe.
Well, that's it. That's it. But maybe that might be the impression given, which I know is not the message that you would want to get out there. I mean, it's about having far fewer of these XL bullies in the country. Ultimately, that's the aim, isn't it?
Yeah, and if that impression was given, it certainly wasn't given by me or anyone else involved in the process.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose it's just that if someone gets the certificate of exemption, they might feel, well, that means I'm grand to go ahead with this dog and take him out and about and maybe let him off the lead. That's not what the system is saying.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's very strict regulations in relation to these dogs. You must keep the dog on a short, strong lead, less than 2 metres in length, and you must have the dog muzzled in the public place.
Mm-hmm. And who's inspecting then, James, once the 1st of February comes, who is going out to find all of these dogs where applications for certificates have not been made?
Well, it's not that, you know, well, first of all, the dog wardens are the competent people who will be enforcing the regulation, and the Department of Rural and Community Development have issued funding for 40 new dog wardens this year. So there'll be 40 new dog wardens on the beat by the end of this year. Hopefully the local authorities will take up that funding and employ these dog wardens. It's not that they will be going from door to door looking for the dogs, but there may be reports of the dogs. Dogs may be out in public, there may be straying or whatever, and those dogs may be seized by a dog warden. And if the owner doesn't have a certificate of exemption, the dog may be put to sleep. So it's essential for owners to apply for that certificate before the 1st of February.
Okay.
Afterwards, so there will be no extension on this deadline. And without that certificate of exemption, their dog may be seized and may be put to sleep.
All right. And the department has reminded people this morning that you have to apply for this certificate, as you say, before the 1st of February. It's issued free of charge and it allows owners to keep their dog until the end of its natural life. James, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for speaking to us. James Madden there from Leitrim County Council, and James is a veterinary officer. All right. We'll take a break back after this.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.